You're listening to SBS News.
Looking to secure his 19th Grand Slam victory, Rafael Nadal appeared set for a comfortable win over Daniil Medvedev when he took the first two sets. But the 23-year-old Russian lived up to his reputation as a dogged fighter, taking the third and fourth to set up a fifth set showdown. Games went on serve in the decider, and with Medvedev 40-love up in the fifth, that trend looked to continue. Medvedev saved two championship points in the ninth before retiring Nadal finally managed to serve out the match. The 7-5, 6-3, 5-7, 4-6, 6-4 marathon stretched for almost 5 hours. Nadal
is the king of the hill, the top of the heap, and the US Open champion.
In the women's final, Bianca Andreescu became the first Canadian to win a maiden Grand Slam title. The 19-year-old Andreescu, who is ranked 178th in the world, defeated Serena Williams in straight sets in New York after overcoming a dramatic second set collapse. After the victory, she said she always believed she could win a Grand Slam after winning her first big junior title at Florida's Orange Bowl 4 years ago.
I've been dreaming of this moment for the longest time. Like I said, after I won the Orange Bowl, since then, honestly, I've been visualizing it almost every single day.
In the cricket, Australia's dream of retaining the Ashes came true with a dramatic 185-run victory over England at Old Trafford. The visitors ended England's resistance late in the final session of the fourth test, Captain Tim Payne becoming the first Australian captain to retain the urn in England since Steve Waugh in 2001. Australia takes an unbeatable 2-1 series lead with one test to play, and as holders of the Ashes, the tourists will retain them no matter what happens in the fifth and final test at the Oval in London. To rugby, and the Wallabies beat Samoa in their final game before heading over to Japan for the World Cup. The 34-15 scoreline was a little flattering to Australia, but for the fringe players such as Matt Tomua, it was a chance to remind the selectors of their worth. Here's how his try in the final minute was broadcast by Fox Sports.
Phipps gets it out now, and Tomua will have the final say. Matt Tomua cut Samoan, but all Wallaby tonight, and he scores the final try of the match.
Wallabies coach Michael Checker spoke after the match about the good team spirit within his team going into the World Cup.
You know, there's a really good camaraderie inside of the team at the moment. I think, realistically, what we're feeling like now is we just can't wait for it to start. You know, it's just probably not something you may not have said 6 or 7 months ago, but we really feel like we can't wait for it. We're just excited about getting it on.
There was a slight hiccup in their preparations, however, when the planned departure for Tokyo was delayed on Sunday evening by a typhoon. But Australia is now due to fly out today. To the Basketball World Cup, and Australian Boomers coach Andre Lemanis says France will test Australia with a playing style that closely resembles their own. Australia secured its quarterfinal place with victory over the Dominican Republic. Patty Mills finished with 18 points as the Boomers extended their cup record to 4 wins and no losses. They'll now face France on Monday, with the winner set to avoid a quarter-final showdown with the USA. In the AFL, Geelong lost to Collingwood, which means it will return to the MCG on Friday night to face the West Coast Eagles, who easily accounted for Essendon. The Cats will be hoping to avoid becoming the first minor premiers to bow out with back-to-back losses since the top eight was introduced in 1994. Collingwood, however, has advanced to the preliminary final in 2 weeks' time. Coach Nathan Buckley says he was happy it was a low-scoring game, and especially with how his defence played in the 10-point victory.
We're really keen on defending well, and thought that we weren't really actually worried about how much we scored. We thought it would be a low-scoring game, but we nearly had 100 tackles. You just played a really solid defensive game. I didn't think there was much time or space for the opposition for most of the night.
In the other finals games, the GWS Giants ended the Western Bulldogs season and earned the right to meet the Brisbane Lions on Saturday, after the Lions were beaten at home by Richmond. It was the final round of the NRL season ahead of this week's final series. The most important game was at the West Tigers, where the Cronulla Sharks won by 25 points to 8 to ensure they finished above the Tigers in 8th spot, and with it a place in the finals. They'll now play the Manly Sea Eagles. It was an important win for retiring Sharks captain Paul Gallen, who'll get to experience finals football for one last time in his career.
We put an 80-minute performance together going into the semi-finals, and you know, if we want to be the team we think we can be, that's just what we're going to do. I think the West Tigers have had a great season. You know, the coach has done an excellent job, but I think with the roster we have, it's a game we should have won.
While Gallen's career was prolonged, the match also served as a farewell for West Tigers legend Robbie Farah, who retires after more than 300 first-grade games. In Super Netball action, the New South Wales Swifts booked their first grand final berth since 2016, with a comprehensive victory over the Melbourne Vixens. Swifts shooter Sam Wallace was relentless, maintaining a lead of at least 3 goals throughout the match. The Swifts' 13-point victory left captain Paige Hadley delighted.
I'm just super proud. You know, it's been a while since we've been in the grand final, and this season we've had so many things thrown at us, and I think today we just stepped up and proved that we're good enough to be here.
The Swifts travel to the Gold Coast for Sunday's grand final against the two-time defending champions, the Sunshine Coast Lightning. Gareth Borum, SBS News.